This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Corey Jones. 75% of Coloradans aged 12 and older have received at least one dose of the COVID-19 vaccine. That comes as hospitalizations are at risk of being breached in Colorado. The state reported nearly 900 hospitalizations late last week, the most since early January. However, health officials warn that most cases and deaths are in people who were unvaccinated. The state says it's still working to educate more people on the safety and efficacy of the vaccine. The Gunnison High School community on Saturday commemorated a fatal school bus crash from 50 years ago. The accident left 8 JV football players and their coach dead. Pat McIntosh was one of the survivors and spoke with station KBUT. He attended yesterday's homecoming game as the Gunnison Cowboys took on the Grand Valley Cardinals.
I've had parents ask me that, you know, they like all the things that are going on, but they down deep just didn't want their son forgotten.
The fatal crash led to major school bus safety standards. To this day, buses are sold with the so-called Gunnison package. In Aspen, the Food and Wine Classic continues this weekend after a two-year absence due to the pandemic. The 38th edition brings foodies together with celebrity chefs and up-and-coming culinary talent. Seminars and events will take place at local restaurants today. Aspen will be mostly sunny with a little rain possible this afternoon, a high in the mid-70s. Areas around Denver and Colorado Springs could hit the upper 80s, a slight chance for late-day storms. This is CPR News and KRCC.